What's going on? This is Be Motivated. Back again after about 6 months. 6 months hiatus, I guess if you call it. But man, I am back. I am motivated. I am ready. A lot of things has been going on in my brain, my mind, my life. Things I've been seeing, noticing, hearing, talking to some friends, just talking to people in general in regards to just life in itself, right? But man, listen, I'm going to talk about something today that's going to ruffle some feathers. I got my water bottle in here, about to take a swig because I'm going to need it for this one. I mean, you know, let me preface it with this. We all know that right now, not really right now, I guess, since the beginning of time, sort of, men really don't talk about their feelings, right? We were kind of bred in a way and raised in a way not to, right? It's a sign of weakness and all this other shit. Right. And for the most part, men kind of uphold to that. They kind of hold to that because the minute that we do, it's you're sensitive, you're weak, you're not strong enough, you know, oh, just suck it up and get through all this type stuff. You know, so it's hard. It's hard. I'm not saying that women don't have it hard either. I'm not saying that at all. But sometimes, you know, as you know, men, we have to create a safe space for women to be emotional, although it does come a little bit more natural, more natural to women than it does men. But we also, you know, we have responsibility to create that safe space just as much as you all have responsibility to, you know, create a safe space for men. But anyway, I digress. But I just want to preface it that way. Especially when it comes to the system. Y'all know what system I'm talking about. I'm not talking about just the guilty, innocent system. I am talking about the family court system. I am talking about the system that has been so problematic, that has been unjust, unfair. I mean, unbelievably crazy. And you know, I hear these stories. You know, I follow these other dad podcasts, and you know, listen to these reels, and man, these stories is like unbelievable. I mean, at one point, I thought my story was like the end all be all. But it's not. But doesn't say that, you know, men have it good, because man, we don't. Think about it like this. Woman has baby. Dad loves baby. Dad loves mom. Doesn't work out between mom and dad. Understand what I'm saying here? It doesn't work out between mom and dad, which has no implication on it not working out with the baby, because dad loves the baby. If mom leaves dad, baby goes with mom. Right? It's I don't know the percentages, but it's an extreme high number of those cases. So now dad fights for time as if he's a visitor, right? Now, I don't know what states are listening to this, but I know a lot of things have changed. But I know when I was going through my situation, I had to fight for joint custody. It's crazy, right? You're the dad. You just, you know, you and the mom, it didn't work out. right? It didn't work out. You never abused the baby. You were there. It was just crazy, right? And you had to fight. I had to fight for joint custody. So because it didn't matter what it was, man, it was just a breakup. We wasn't married. We were not married at all. We were engaged for like a short time. We wasn't married. But I had to fight for joint. But here's the thing. When it came to the joint, though, when it came to the joint, it was so many stipulations in the custody order. It was crazy. It was crazy. It was like, yo, like, I hadn't talked to her in, like, months. It wasn't necessarily, like, on me. I got records showing that tried to call, all this stuff. But that just goes to show the power that in the case of a child and this and the family court system that women have. There are other situations where it didn't matter what the woman did, what the woman said. They didn't care how she was to the baby or to whoever. The kid went with the mom. There has to be, in my opinion, because not only is this going to, not only are we talking about the system, but we're also going to touch bases on, man, like, when you get into a blended family, how the system and the overall new environment affects the man in that blended family. Because at that point, all the man wants to do is what? Y'all guessed it. Keep peace. I just want to keep peace. Because I have no clue what is being said to child when dad is not around. Let alone I'm fighting at home because new woman, my new love, your new love, things you should handle it this way. When in fact, now here it is. When in fact, let's say your new love has kids too. And your wife, your girl, has her kids because of how the system is. Think about that. That's a tough pillow to swallow, right? So you are arguing at times, not all the time, but at times with somebody who has benefited from the system, telling you how to do things in your situation that you're trying to navigate through the system and navigate through whatever drama, navigate whatever. How hard is that? Who has it tougher? The man or the woman? Because all the man wants to do is keep peace and see his child and build a relationship with his child. Well, most of the time, what tends to happen is that the man, the dad, has to rekindle a relationship that never should have to be rekindled in the first place. Now, that's a whole different topic because now you're talking about behaviors. I'm not even touching that. We're not touching that yet. When we talk about behaviors, I'm gonna have a guest on. That's what it is. I got to have a guest on for that because I'm not going to be thrown in the trenches with grenades on that topic. But I'm going to have a guest. I'm going to think about that for you. I'm going to have a guest on for that. But think about this. The system, the family court system was never meant for the dad to have just as equal rights and equal treatment as the mom. It didn't matter what the mother did. Didn't matter what the mother did, what the mother said. It didn't matter. You have to have all this, you know, yes, you have to have all this proof. But you're just like, the dad's just like, look, man, I just want time with my kid. I left the mother. Or the mother left me. Why am I treated like I'm an enemy? Side note, stay tuned for an episode that I'm going to do when the man is behind enemy lines all the time. But back to it is, how crazy is that? All the man wants to do is spend time with his kid. That's it. I'm gonna have a relationship with my kid. Just from personal situation. I mean, we're in a much better place, but it was beyond depressive. I was beyond depressed when I was going through my situation. You know, I wanted to tell my daughter about daddy's new girlfriend. Couldn't do that. Spoiler alert, right? I wanted to do that. Nope, not happening. All right. You know, wanted to have, spend some time, vacations with everybody. Oh, couldn't do that. It didn't matter. You know, I mean, I was treated as if I was abusive. Like, I had, like, done something, served some time or something. Like, I just got out of prison. I'm like, yo, only thing it did was me and the mom just did not work out. It was not our season. It was not our season to work. Like, it's okay. We had, you know, we were together, you know, 8 years, I guess, 7, 8, 9 years. I'm like, man, why am I getting this? Why am I like, I am like the enemy? You know, I didn't leave my daughter. Me and the mom broke up. Yeah, we had a little small, you know, we had a little petty arguments, little issues and money. You know, my, you know, issue with me is about, you know, I ain't gonna lie, my money's been funny at times. You know, and I think that's the thing is, you know, we gotta live and survive too the best way we can. The best way we can. Because this is the thing, if we don't, then we're not suitable for the child, right? So now that goes against us again. Think about that. That goes against us again. How crazy is that? And now you're just stuck. It's a lose-lose situation. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. Now, listen, are there exceptions? Are there situations that have worked out? Absolutely. Absolutely. I am not saying that every situation is like that or every situation is dramatic and bad. I'm not. There are people who, boom, hey, it didn't work out with us, but doesn't take any hold on how you are as a dad, how you are as a mom. However, the minute it goes to court, the court system dictates that at that point. Dictates that. So now that man's home life, even if he moves on, that man's home life will forever be changed. Because now you want to keep peace and you got your wife or your girlfriend mad at you. Yeah, you know, you trying to get close to her kids because you trying to build a relationship. But then at the same time, your kid feels slighted because you may not be there every single day. So now you are having to rectify, you're having to rebuild, rekindle a relationship that you feel like we shouldn't have done it had things been done more maturely. And if the system wasn't so jacked up for fathers, for men. Think about that. Think about the amount of dads that say, man, I ain't trying to fight the system. So it is what it is. Like, you know, when the kid gets older, we'll see what happens. Nobody wants to have a relationship like that, but that's what men do. But if we lose if when we lose and we make a decision, all right, we're just going to step back, then dads are the deadbeats. Now, are there some moms that are like that? Absolutely. But dads are the deadbeat. Dads get chastised. Even if a woman doesn't do right by the child, guess what? The efforts to chastise her are not nearly as high as the efforts it is to chastise a man. Ever. Because the sympathy level for women, regardless of the situation, will always be higher than the sympathy level for the man. Why is that? I don't know. But it will always be higher for that. Always. How crazy is that? Why can't it at least be equal? Why can't the judge or the system look at the situation in its totality without you getting a judge that has a reputation of being? Now, think about this. How many times have you heard cases where the history of the judge comes out? Oh, man, you got that judge, man. She don't like men. She don't like black men. Man, she caters to the woman. Doesn't matter what the woman does, she caters to the woman. Think about that. It boggles me on that. So now when you go home, you're balancing the navigation between, I got to navigate through my child's mom, who I'm no longer with, navigate through that system, navigate through the bullshit that I have to go through. Then at the same time, I got to navigate emotions at home because I'm trying to get to learn my significant other's kids and ways of doing things and how they're being raised and all this type stuff. And you're trying to continue a family. You're trying to continue the family with your child who's from somebody else, but there's walls being put up that they can't fully experience the life that you're trying to have. But yet at the same time, you try to keep peace. Your wife gets upset because you're trying to keep peace with somebody who has done you wrong. But then there's a lack of understanding at times between, hey, it's not just keeping peace with the child's mom. I'm trying to keep peace with the child because I don't know what the child is being told when I'm not there. And I have to navigate through this system. Because if I say one wrong thing, guess what? She's already with her mom. He's already with the mom. Guess what? They can just cut me off. Now we got to spend more money going to court to fight a system that may not see it that way. Come on, man. Hey, I know I got something. I know there's somebody listening. I know there's somebody listening that either you've been through it or you know somebody that has been through it or you know somebody that knows somebody that's been through it or somebody that's going through it right now, or maybe you've had a similar experience or maybe the experience has been flipped and now you're getting to see it from the other perspective. Come on, man. Wake up. Come on now. We know it. Hey, it wasn't built for the father. It is automatically presumed that the woman takes better care of kids than the father does because women have an innate ability to comfort and nurture. But they don't understand when raising a child, guiding a child is in phases. The dad, the father, is just as important as the mother is. And in some cases where the mother is way more important than the father early on in the child's years, the father's way more important than the mother in some of the later early adult years. And then it balances out the older that they get. Why is it that kids have to be put in the middle of a situation that doesn't involve them? Two adults didn't work out. It's like you going to a restaurant and shutting down a complete restaurant. You know what? I don't like the Caesar salad here. Does that mean I'm just going to stop going to that restaurant just because me and the Caesar salad didn't work out? No. Just because the man and the woman didn't work out doesn't mean the kid has to be put in the middle and has to be forced to choose. And they're not even forced to choose. The judge does it for them. We need a new system. It's flawed. We need a new system. We need a system that is changed. We need an up-to-date system. Because women know. Women use the system at times. There are some women who use the system at times. Like, come on now. Come on now. Hey, I told y'all I was coming back with something, with some heat. I told y'all I was coming back with some heat. Yeah, this is only about 20 minutes, 20 so minutes of your time. I appreciate you listening, but I told you I was coming with some heat. Hey, I'm back. I'm coming with some serious heat now, some tough conversations. Tough conversations. Listen, you can follow me on Instagram, Be Motivated for Life. My YouTube page, I'm going to start doing my reels again. Start doing some videos on that. Be Motivated LC on YouTube. Hey, shout me out, man. This episode right here, pass this on. Let's get this out there. Let's get this out there so we can start talking about this. Let's get it out there. Let's make some noise with this. Listen, I told you. Y'all know me. My episode's not long. I just get straight to the point. Hey, I appreciate y'all listening to my followers. Appreciate y'all listening. If you just listening to this for the first time, hey, hit that subscribe button. It's on Spotify. Hit that subscribe button. Follow me. Let's get this. I share this. Let's get this out there. I appreciate y'all. Hey, Be Motivated is back. Be Motivated for Life. Peace.